Hey, everybody. This is Drew and Scooter. This is a year in the podcast, like just updates about the podcast. But this is an update before the updates, which were recorded a couple days ago. Our website, we're having some problems with, I don't know if it's a denial of service thing or what's going on, but the website is not, when I'm recording this, it's been up and down for a few days. But the good news is we host a podcast somewhere else that's way more ironclad than a website. So if you listen to the podcast on the website, do yourself a favor. You subscribe to it in a podcasting app like iTunes or Pocket Casts. And if you have to listen in a browser, like you only listen on your computer, you know, you can listen to the podcast on SoundCloud, on YouTube, or a lot of podcasting apps have web browser things. But the easiest thing to do is to subscribe to it in a podcasting app and subscribe, and it'll be brought to you automatically, website or not. And then the good news is I've literally spent a lot of time in the past 3 days that I actually didn't have, you know, that I usually spend working on the podcast trying to fix this website. But in a few minutes, I'm going to announce our new partnership with Feral Audio, which now I'm like quadruply thankful for, because part of it is having people to work with and being able to use their web person moving forward so that problems like this won't detract from the podcast or cause me sleepless nights, because I'll have people I can rely on. So great news coming up. That's the great news, is we're joining Feral Independent Podcasting Network. I'm going to say it in about 4 minutes. But when I'm recording this, it's like New Year's Eve, and it's been a rough couple of days with the website. But I say, like, the good thing is it's just, I mean, it's not that big a deal, because the podcast doesn't really rely on the website anyway. So great news coming up here. Thank you all for, I know on New Year's, I have a lot to be thankful for. And a lot of it is because of all of you that are listening to this message and this symbiosis we have going, and I couldn't do it without you. And I really look forward to 2017 and what has in store for us. But thanks so much for listening to the podcast. And if you just listen to the beginning of this message, and again, the website's down, just subscribe and the podcast will automatically come to you. And let me do a little sales pitch for podcasting apps. You can set a sleep timer, or you could create a playlist to let the podcast run all night. You can subscribe to it and automatically have it download just the newest episode or the newest 3 episodes and delete any other ones to save space on your phone. Or if you want to start the podcast at a certain time, you could, there's a couple podcasts. This is in Pocket Cast, but I think other ones where I just have it start at 2 minutes or whatever. So a lot of options, way easier than listening in a web browser. And it'll play when your phone's, you know, the screen's turned off, so you don't have blue light deals. On an iPhone, your best bets are the iTunes installed podcasting app, Pocket Cast, and Overcast. And I hear great things about Podcast Attic and Pocket Cast on Android. All right, thanks, everybody. And here's Drew from a couple days ago. Hey, everybody that's listening. This is Drew and Scooter together. This is not a regular podcast episode. This is a 2016 year in the podcast, or state of the podcast, where I just kind of check in with everybody of what's coming up in 2017, and mostly just great news. So if you're hearing stuff about making the show and stuff would mess up your use of the podcast, I wouldn't listen to this. And if you're new, and it's your first time checking out the show, this isn't a regular episode, and this usually just happens like a couple times a year when there's like changes to the show coming and stuff, or stuff like the end of the year check-in. But we got tons of other shows to check out, and so that's it. Let's get on with the 2016 state of the podcast. And I guess to start off, I just want to say thank you. So deep thank you to all of you. For the kindness you've showed me over the past year, for listening to the show, for taking your time and listening to a silly bedtime story podcast, for whatever reason you did it, I really, really appreciate that. And those of you that have shared your stories with me of what you're dealing with, or just reached out to me to be supportive, or to talk about what you appreciate on the show or what's not working. I wouldn't be here without all of you, supportive listeners, even those of you that are just listening. If you're listening to the show and it's helping you, you know, that energy is getting broadcast to me and helping me keep going too. So a huge, huge thank you. Thank you to everyone, you know, for supporting the show, for sharing and spreading the word about the podcast, and for just being awesome. Oh, and I don't know if I mentioned this before, but this will be a short version, and then there will be a longer version in the show notes of this whole message. So I'm just going to try to make this as brief as I can. So for 2016, that was the year I was really trying to put the podcast in a position to be sustainable. And so the goals for 2016 were to keep improving the podcast, which I think was a huge success. I think the podcast, I always wanted to be incrementally better. And I think even recently I've learned some things that will help me keep improving the podcast and being able to make three different shows every week that may, you know, be like a Venn diagram of listening for different listeners that are going to put different people to sleep. So I feel like the podcast has incrementally improved, and some things that are coming up are going to help it improve a little bit more. Another goal for 2016 was to just keep fostering community and being available for listeners and being thankful and appreciative of people that listen to the show and reach out to me. And I would say that's been mostly a success. You know, as the show has grown, you know, more and more people reach out to me, and it's very important for me to try to be available. And it's been tough with my day job and stuff, but I think that's been mostly a success, and it's something I deeply desire. So I think that, you know, that I don't know, what do we say, a B plus? I don't know, we're not grading this. But my biggest goals for 2016 was to keep making the podcast three times a week, have three episodes come out every single week that are free. They come out for everybody to download, like most podcasts, and to keep the archives of the show free. We're a show, we have a big archive. There's 470 plus shows, and then extras and stuff like that. So that's been a goal, is to figure out how to keep making the show three times a week at about an hour an episode, because I feel like that's how the podcast works best for the most people. With everyone's different tastes, they have choice. And this just came up on this Facebook group we have, you know, so that everybody can kind of pick and choose. And then having this big archive where there's a backlog of stuff to listen to and people can get their favorites without being faced with a paywall. Those were the important things for me this year. And as far as those two goals, we're on our way to getting there. And I think by the end of the year, like as far as like understanding, you know, the sustainability as far as our time budget and our financial budget, you can listen to the longer version of this. So that'll be in the show notes. But here's some of the highlights that put us on the path. So right now we have three times as many listeners as we did this time last year. And out of those listeners, 2% of the listeners support the show at $1 or more on Patreon a month on a regular monthly basis, you know, to kind of give whatever value they feel like they get out of the show. They're supporting the show and say, hey, this is something that's valuable to me. Even though it's free on the internet, let me provide some monetary value back so you can keep making the show. So that's been huge help, is that those 2%. Then another 1% of listeners either have bought something from a sponsor or given a one-time donation or use our Amazon link. And those are all ways, other ways we can that we can support all the work that goes in the show and the overhead and all that that I talk about in the long answer. We have two sponsors, Casper and Sleep Phones, that are already committed to the podcast all the way through the end of 2017 because of how many listeners support them. So that's great news that they're going to be here all the way to the end of the year with us. And then the biggest announcement to try to further us along, keeping the archives free, keep making the show three times a week for free, we're joining Feral Audio, which is an independent podcasting network. And I know a lot of you listen to some of the great shows on there. And this for me was like the last piece of like, geez, how am I going to keep making the show three times a week? But joining Farrell will, one, give me help on the production side of the show and the administrative side. And there's just some great people over there. And, like, help with the website, which is down as I'm recording this. It's been down all day. And I, like, it was either record a show or sit on hold with the hosting company. So Farrell's going to help with a lot of that stuff. Also, just, like, help with our long-term bandwidth costs, which are the biggest key in keeping the archives free. Kind of tough to explain, but just a huge, huge piece of it. And then because Farrell's a network, we'll be able to expose the show to new listeners to keep the show growing. But you as listeners of this podcast, will be exposed to new podcasts, too. And hopefully you'll be able to check out some of the awesome Farrell shows, like one of which Doughboys has already shot up for me to one of my favorite podcasts now. You know, but also Harmontown that I've been on, MFM podcast with Karen in Georgia, my favorite M podcast, Duncan Trussell's podcast. There's tons of awesome podcasts on there. So this is just another bonus, and I'll get to learn from people there, and I'll get to, you know, offer what I've learned. So community of other podcasters, and we'll hopefully be able to connect, you know, to pool our resources and connect with some more sponsors, which will help keep the show sustainable over the long haul. So actually all of it is good news. You know, the show's going to keep coming out 3 times a week free, and the archives are going to be free. And it's, you know, the whole idea of this, Sleep With Me, is it's supposed to feel free and easy, but those are really been hard things to get to. And we're not there yet, but we are on our way. And like, so I'm confident saying the show's going to be coming out 3 times a week for all of next year, and that the archives are going to stay free. All of our old shows you'll be able to listen to without dealing with the paywall. So thank you. And then if you're listening, you're saying, geez, well, how can I help with the show? Well, one is to be patient. You know, as we go over to Farrell, it might take a little bit of getting used to, like, because there'll be the Farrell tag and then a promo for one of their shows at the top of the show. And who knows, there may be some missteps on my part as far as, like, figuring out all the audio. So just be patient. As in all transitions, you know, all I can ask for is your patience. You know, if you want and you give value out of the show, you could always support us on Patreon, sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron. Your $1 or $5 a month goes a huge, huge long way. And actually, as of now, at $5, you get all the shows ad-free, and it just starts, you know, with the intro of the show. So, you know, that's another great benefit. You know, but otherwise, you know, just keep supporting the sponsors or using our Amazon link or spreading the word, you know. That's how the show's 3 times the size it was a year ago, is because people telling one person in their life, or people commenting on articles, or people that write about the show. The reason the show is now going to stay at 3 episodes a week and archives are going to stay free is because of you listeners. Because in ultimate irony, the reason I made my way to Farrell was because of podcast listeners. People that listened to the show led me to Farrell in two different, like, from two different sides. So you listeners have grown the show. You've paid for the editing, which allowed me to keep making 3 shows a week. Your positive infectious energy led me to this other opportunity where I can finally get some of the administrative and production support that I kind of needed. So it's just, I don't know, the state of the podcast is great because all of you are so great. And I wouldn't be here this past year, like, I couldn't have done it without you. And that's not even, it's true, and you know it's true. And thank you. This show is a true labor of love and an honor to make. And even though it takes a lot of work, there's something intangible that work gives me as well. And I guess the other thing is it gives me a purpose. It gives me a creative purpose and another purpose. Like, you know, I guess to have my silly stories be of something of use in the world. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that, except that I'm honored. So thank you. And you could listen to the longer version where I'll talk on and on about some of the other stuff. But yeah, I couldn't do it without all of you. So thank you so much.